You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I said there's rules with this. We're not going to go... Like I'm not going to dig up something from 1961.
Somebody already texted in and said, play My Sharona. And I wrote back and said, I'd rather eat my underwear. So that's not going to happen. But, you know, if you got some feels from, you know, some great 90s songs or something, I'm all about that. Definitely.
There is a possibility I will tiptoe back into the 80s once or twice, but it's not going to be one of those ridiculous 80s songs like Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I'm not going to do any of that. So it'd have to be something with some class and style.
All right. We'll see how it goes.
The thing is, you can text in your requests. You just can't get your feelings hurt if we don't play it. But hey, requests, great.
Yeah.
Foolish Friday, something, let's say, from the last, let's go back like 35 years.
All right.
Fair enough?
Sure.
Something like that. Hey, I have a question for you, something that has popped up a few times, and I want to know if you or any of our listeners are experiencing the same thing. You know, are you a fan of autocorrect, or is it more of a pain sometimes?
I don't think I use auto. That's when it automatically just changes the word for you. So I do use it on my texting. I get a lot of words changed to ducking.
Well, there's a
one word in particular.
Yeah, but there's a trick to that. You put that in your contacts.
I know. Yeah, but I just
haven't. If you put the F word in your contacts, it'll always.
I usually just leave it when it happens,
autocorrect.
And then I add the little duck emoji.
Well, funny thing has been happening to me, and I'm just wondering if anyone will text in if they've had the same thing. I've got something where I'll be typing something, and I will have the word perfectly spelled. And then it will, as soon as I'm done, it will autocorrect to just random gibberish. In other words, the word is correct as I type it, but autocorrect is making it some sort of gibberish, weird, strange thing.
I have not had that happen to me.
And I have to go back and I have to again put in the correct word, and then the second time it takes it.
And I don't know.
This has been happening a lot over the last year, and I wonder if anyone else has seen it. And somebody's probably going to write in and say, well, maybe you've got like a foreign language setting. So it's not a foreign language. I mean, it's gobbledygook.
I wish it actually changed the words that you were typing to gobbledygook or random gibberish.
I mean,
now that is something I would leave in there.
And I got to be careful that I catch it. I don't know about you. I mean, sometimes I'll get going and I'll just type stuff and I'm not really looking at the screen. Yeah, but I'm just wondering if anyone, and if I'm the only one.
I've never heard of this, man.
It's just something with this MacBook then.
Yeah, I've never heard of
that. And if that's the case, if it has, you know, we were going to do a sec. Are we still doing the curse segment?
Yeah, at 7.
No, that's the things you're jealous of. We saved that curse.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
segment.
Yeah, we moved it. Yeah.
When we do it, I might have to say my laptop is cursed.
It does not want
And I'm
you
wondering
to text.
How many people have a different piece of technology that is cursed for them.
Yeah.
That does something preposterous. Well, okay, so I just wanted to ask, and you don't even know what
I don't.
Talking.
I have no idea. I've never seen that. I don't know. I have no idea. I might want to take it to that genius bar and see if they can figure it out. I'll just sell you a new laptop.